Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have a member with the Stutsman County Wildlife Club, Kathleen O'Higgins, joining us. And Kathleen, welcome back to our show.
Hi, Warren.
Hi, thank you again for taking time, Kathleen, and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. There are so many great things happening with the Stutsman County Wildlife Club that we had to get you on the radio and talk about all these different things. The last time we chatted, we talked about Earth Day and the different happenings you had there, and it sounds like you guys had a fantastic turnout with that.
Yep. Earth Day, we celebrated on April 21st this year, and it was a really fun day. It was a beautiful day out, and we had over double the kids show up from last year. We built nest boxes for birds, which the kids were able to take home and put up in their yards, and then we also walked around the trail at the reservoir and picked up garbage. So it was just a great way to get kids involved.
Yeah, get them involved, get them outdoors. That's the whole point of the Stutsman County Wildlife Club. And also something else you wanted to mention too, Kathleen, you guys recently got some new seed from Pheasants Forever. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Definitely. Each year we get a little bit of seed from Pheasants Forever alongside Game and Fish. And this year we seeded a little over 500 acres of wildlife food plots.
Wow. And now, is this kind of an annual thing that you guys do, Kathleen?
Yep. Typically, it's annual, and it just depends on the seed available. About 300 acres was corn, okay. And then the rest of it was between soybeans and a winter survival mixture.
Oh,
and that
amazing.
Goes into the wildlife food plots.
Excellent. So doing some good there, and that's really encouraging to hear as well. We have Kathleen O'Higgins from the Stutsman County Wildlife Club joining us here on Let's Talk About It. And Kathleen, we have plenty more things happening that we want people to get involved with, the first of which, and this is a big one because you kind of mentioned it the last time we talked, the pronghorn tag raffle is going on right now, right?
Definitely. This year, the club was really lucky to receive a special allocation pronghorn tag. We're raffling it off on August 16th at the KC Hall. It's really great this year because the pronghorn population doubled the licenses available, and including the unit. So if someone were to win this tag, they would be able to hunt more units than last year.
Which is so fantastic that they have this opportunity through the Stutsman County Wildlife Club. Are there any stipulations or anything, Kathleen? Does a person have to be a member of the club in order to get in on this tag raffle?
There aren't any stipulations to win the tag. Raffle tickets are available for $10 from any member. They'll also be available for purchase on the raffle day at the KC Hall.
Okay.
Residents alongside non-residents can buy a tag and win it, have a chance to win it.
That is so fantastic. So only $10 to get in on the raffle. And the drawing again will be on August 16th at the KC Hall. Is there a time that that's going to be held, Kathleen?
There's going to be a burger bar with potato salad and baked beans for the meal. The cost for that is $10. Kids under 10 will eat free. That will be started at 6 p.m. And then following that, the raffle will be held at 7 p.m. Top prize is the tag itself alongside $500 for any hunting expenses.
Awesome. So this is all through the Stutsman County Wildlife Club. This pronghorn tag raffle again, August 16th. So get your tickets and increase your chances. Obviously, your chances go from zero to at least having a chance if you buy a raffle ticket for that. Kathleen O'Higgins again joining us here on Let's Talk About It with the Stutsman County Wildlife Club. You also wanted to mention, Kathleen, some things about the youth pheasant hunt and the ladies pheasant hunt, which are coming up soon too.
Yeah, so annually we sponsor a youth pheasant hunt. We had great participation last year, and we're excited to be able to host another one this year. That will be on Sunday, September 30th. More information can be found on the pheasant hunts on our Facebook page, and there will be a registration, but it's a great opportunity for the youth to get out there and get some practice.
Definitely. Is there a cutoff, Kathleen, for getting registered for the youth pheasant hunt coming up in September?
At this point, there isn't any cutoff.
Okay.
I would just say contact the Facebook page.
So do that to get more information on the youth pheasant hunt, which again is September 30th, put on annually, and hopefully we can get more kids out and involved with that. And also, Kathleen, along with the youth pheasant hunt, you guys, it sounds like, are going to be hosting the first ever ladies pheasant hunt. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about that one?
This is an event that we're really excited to be able to sponsor. It's the first one that we're holding just for ladies to get out in the field and get some pheasants. We're just wanting to foster some outreach, education, and community in the sportswomen in Stutsman County.
So first ever ladies pheasant hunt coming up. And what was the date of that again, Kathleen?
The ladies pheasant hunt is going to be hosted on Sunday, October 14th. And all the information will be put out onto our Facebook page.
Perfect. Which, again, the Stutzman County Wildlife Club Facebook page, very active on things that they're doing and happenings in and around Stutzman County. Kathleen, is that the best way to get a hold of you guys if they have any questions, or are there other places they can go to get more information about these events and the Stutzman County Wildlife Club?
Anything that the Stutzman County Wildlife Club is up to, the Facebook page is probably the easiest to get a hold of somebody. Otherwise, we do have meetings. Otherwise, we do have meetings at the bunker on the second Thursday of each month that anyone is welcome to attend.
So, Kathleen, if anybody wants to join the Stutzman County Wildlife Club, are you guys still looking for people to join that and participate in what you guys do?
Of course, we're always looking for new members. It's $15 for an annual membership for an individual, and all this money goes towards the events we're able to host throughout the year, especially for the youth. That includes the nest house, birdhouse building, Earth Day event, a fishing day, the youth pheasant hunt, as well as manning the archery range that we have throughout the winter months.
So if you become a Stutzman County Wildlife Club member, you help out all these different events and continue to provide these events to for youth in our area and everybody else in Stutzman County. Kathleen, anything else you want to mention about the pronghorn tag raffle, the youth pheasant hunt, ladies pheasant hunt, or anything else happening with Stutzman County Wildlife Club?
I just welcome anybody who's interested in a chance at the pronghorn tag to join us on August 16th at the KC Hall at 6 p.m. And everything else you can find out on our Facebook page.
There you go. Kathleen, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks, Warren.